the messages on screen, so we'll be added eventually when that version becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe. We're ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
That's what we do.
And every single time. Every single time we do it. Did you notice that?
We do.
Every single time.
Pretty much every podcast we do the same thing.
Yeah, same damn thing over and over
again. Trying to help people survive.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on today?
Well, today we have a bunch of reviews, which I'm sure you guys love.
Oh, gosh.
You just love us reading.
Can't wait.
Just reading this list of stuff, which is exciting. Yeah. And then today's episode is brought to you by Cam and Kobe Tools in a Shit Hit the Fan Scenario. Yes.
SHTF Tools. Yeah. I don't know what it means, but we're going to find out.
We're going to talk about what they mean.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. But guys, first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And guys, we have a TacPack today.
And we do.
We're going to talk about it.
And you're going to see why you need to save 10%.
Exactly. It's exactly what you're going to do.
Listener, reviews starts now.
So this one we enjoyed.
We did.
We really did enjoy this. This one actually just came up today. It was like, what?
It was in perfect timing.
It was really good timing.
It was perfect timing.
So 5 stars. This one was on the Amazon book on Kindle, Amazon. 5 stars. The title was Changed My Life! Exclamation point. Because it changed his life. This book changed his life. Our book changed his life.
I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know what to say
really
about it either.
Touched.
I know. I get like tears welling up and whatnot. But this is by Angelo Armato. Amador. Oh, jeez, Amador. Gosh dang.
Junior.
Not senior.
And junior.
It's the little one. He says, do you want to receive knowledge?
This is little Angelo.
This is little Angelo. Do you want to receive knowledge and have fun too? Do you want to have your brain swell with the truth and win at life? You can if you read this book. I was a little no-nonsense, self-absorbed man-child with no goals. Now, I'm a jacked, sharp-minded, freak beast of a man ready for anything. Thank you, Casual Preppers, for helping me reach the next level. See,
weren't we all no-non-self, self-absorbed man-child?
We were at one time.
Before this all happened.
No, before we wrote the book. This is why we do what we do, guys. We are out to make freak beast
we
of men.
We are out to do it.
We're out to get them. So thank you. If you want to be part of this, go to Facebook, go to iTunes, go to Kindle, and leave us a 5-star review and just make it fantastic.
Yep. Social media shout out.
Dude, just wait until I can make my comment.
You have to chill, all right? Social media shout out.
I hope Angelo makes Senior change his life as well.
I know, huh?
Go talk to Papa.
The whole damn family.
Papa Angelo. Hey, Papa Angelo.
Social media shout out. This one goes out to John Plastina from Facebook. He's a good guy. He actually put a video on Facebook the other day. Of him talking to, what's the, Alexa? Is that the Amazon?
The Amazon thing?
Yeah, he's like, read my damn Kindle book, Alexa. And it's like, Casual Preppers, Beginner's Guide to the Apocalypse.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I said, you know what, I'm gonna shout him out because he's being a cool dude for doing that.
That is cool.
Yeah.
It's a mad, mad world.
Yep.
It is mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's mad.
So, Cameron, did you see this story at all?
I did.
The one that I put in here? So there were some flash floods. Like, there is a family of a bunch of
people. Oh, you know
people.
What? I did hear that.
Yeah. They were down.
I trying to look. It was like just outside of.
It was in Arizona somewhere. I can't remember exactly where it was at, but.
Yeah.
Anyways, they were down. They were having like a birthday party at like this river or something. But what they didn't know is up in the mountains, not too far away, there was a big old thunderstorm, and like a huge freaking wave came down and just took them all out.
Aww.
Killed 9 of them.
It's freaking horrible.
Yeah, it's a bad deal. But that's sort of something to think about if you're out having a birthday party.
Watch out.
There's a big wave coming at your ass. Oh,
you know? Every time. Every time.
I hate birthday parties.
Hurry up. Let's wrap this shit up. There's a wave coming.
Get the cupcakes and let's go.
I can hear it. I can feel it. It's too silent. It's too quiet.
There's that low rumble. It's like the on Jurassic
Park.
It's like
all the seagulls.
Jurassic Park, they got water there.
You know. Those aren't, yeah.
Anyways, be careful of flash floods.
Waves.
Okay. Go ahead.
Those are waves.
Those are waves.
Those aren't mountains. Those are waves. So China apparently hates India and everybody else because they want to just take over the world. So yeah. Did you see that China's been having some firing drills next to India, the
Have
border?
They? Yeah. I didn't see that at
They're
all.
They're like thinking India is encroaching on their territory border.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of Indians
there's
over there.
There's a freaking ton of them.
But there's a lot of Chinamen,
I know. That would be a hell of a war.
It would, huh?
That would go on forever.
It would.
So yeah, everybody's hating on everybody over there.
Yeah.
So crazy. It's so crazy.
The world's gone mad.
Trying to bring down Tyrone.
I don't even want to go there.
Why don't you? Why don't you shoot at me?
Would you like a Slurpee with that? Would you like a Slurpee with that
Do
Titan
you want
Run?
Customer service for Titan Run.
Oh man, we're so bad.
Yeah, sorry. That wasn't cool.
So bad.
But yeah. So they hate each other, and there's a billion of them.
I thought the Indians were all like just chill with everybody.
There's this picture that shows them. Have you seen the India's like military uniform? It's crazy.
No,
it's got like all these feathers and like all this like it looks. Yeah, it looks like
awesome.
A peacock. And then like the China guy's all like straight faced and just gray.
Yeah, it hasn't slept in like 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's an interesting picture, but anyway, some crazy stuff going on over there.
That's something. Right there. Cool.
Hey, Coke. Cool.
I don't know where I was going with that. So, yes, let's talk about this, Cam.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about SHTF tools.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm wondering is...
Why are we doing it?
No, not necessarily why we're doing it. What, in what way are we talking about these tools? I mean, is there no power? Or is there power?
Well, so... A lot of the gear and things that we've been talking about are, you know, like survival stuff. You know, you can take up in the mountains. You can, you know, get a deer, defend yourself. But a lot of times we don't think about, you know, what are we going to use to put together a defense or, you know, a fence around our perimeter, or, you know, how are we going to fix the shingles when the storms are coming.
The storm.
Lowe's is going to close, son.
Lowe's is going to close.
Home Depot going to be shut.
You got to remember it.
Ace
it rhymes.
Will probably be still going.
Lowe's going to close.
True Value was probably going to be shut down.
True Value.
They don't have anything. But yeah, I just like all the tools and stuff that are kind of essential, that are long lasting and that you can do a lot with is what we want to talk about. Like things that you should, I mean... If you're a man, you'd expect you'd have a lot of these, but there's a lot of stuff I didn't think about having because I don't build stuff.
A lot of this is stuff that you should just have anyways.
Yeah.
But some of this is like...
But don't be put off by that. You need to keep on listening.
Yeah, keep listening.
Because we got some good stuff like a jab saw. Do you know what that is?
A jab saw?
Yeah.
Is that a guy on Star Wars?
Jabba saw.
Under Jabba saw. Yes, so that's what we're talking about today. Let's get it started in here.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. We're going to start off with your non-power tools.
Yeah, so this stuff is
really...
Are
you
going to
build some stuff with that?
see the new tools my in-laws got me for?
Oh,
Christmas?
Yeah, you're going to build some stuff with those?
So if you guys haven't seen the Burbs, you're going to get so much more out of these podcasts.
Every episode, we will probably have a quote.
It's like our one little... It's like on Seinfeld, every episode has a reference to Superman. But that's our thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, every episode.
I had no idea.
But it's the Burbs pretty much every episode. So go watch it right now.
Dude.
You're going to get so much more out of our podcast.
Such a good show.
Anyways, so these tools are non-power.
Ones that you can use to build and fix up your...
There's so many things. So, you know, even your house, say there's a long lasting, so AMP, right? EMP in your home.
I thought they said AMP. Amp?
Amp. Everybody's amped up. You got tools?
Hell, my amp shop. Need some tools to fix it.
Yeah, you're screaming. God.
I'm not screaming.
Stop screaming.
You tell me to get close, and then to back off, then I get close.
Yeah, it's a dance. It's a little dance we do. It's a podcast dance. So, yeah, so say there's, you know, an EMP, there's no power. Your house is going to start going into disrepair if you're not going to, what are you doing over there? It's like you're sucking on it.
Yeah.
Your house is going to go into disrepair if you don't start repairing as you go, you know, things. And if you don't have tools, you can't do that.
Right.
Right? And then you're going to have to trade.
Well, and thinking about, like, maintenance on other things, you know, like a generator we talked about. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Like,
yep.
You need those tools to fix and work on things and, you know, work on your bug out vehicle. And if you don't have those things, I mean,
yeah,
you're dead end.
You're in troubles. So let's start with the non-power tools.
Okay.
Let's start going.
Saws. Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bunch of different types of saws. Kind of the essential ones that I wanted to just hit on are, you know, a cross-cut saw.
You want some cross-cut saw on that barbecue sandwich?
Oh, Dickie's got some cross-cut saw. This one, you know, you think if you have a really bad storm, branches and stuff fall into your property or onto your house, you know, you want a good cross-cut saw to cut through them.
Yep.
Or an axe, which we'll get to. Or a chainsaw. Or, anyway. So, cross-cut saw.
You have options is what you're saying.
So, and a hacksaw. So many uses for a hacksaw. You know, plumbing and cutting metal.
Mm-hmm.
Hacking things.
Getting out of high handcuffs.
Sawed off shotgun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Daisy, yeah. You could do that.
Yep.
And then just a standard handsaw. So you can cut some 2x4s and build some stuff if you want to do that. That's pretty cool. And then the drywall type saw or the jab saw. The jab saw is kind of the little handheld that kind of pokes through sheetrock.
Okay.
You know, they've got all,
yep.
It's kind of similar to that. If you really want to get crazy and sell tables and stuff, you can get a coping saw.
If you want to sell tables. Oh, if you want to just hit the fan. I'm starting the table business.
Where's Amish? I'm going to take over. All right.
I'm just waiting for that EMP to hit to start my table business. Handmade and tables
got
in the apocalypse.
My coping saw. Okay. So that's it for saws. The other non-power tool, axe. Everybody's got to get a really nice axe.
I got to ask you a question about this.
Well, you want a real nice axe. A good large...
Those jokes were coming no matter what. Couldn't avoid them.
So a large axe. Would you let me keep going with this?
I like this. See, I like the large axes.
I know. Really big axe. Uh-huh. You can really just use it for multiple things.
It's just so useful.
And then a small axe, just a hatchet. And, you know, and a lot of those, too, are hammers on, you know, backside.
Yep.
I really want one of those double-headed, you know, big old freaking... Mm-hmm. Fire axes, those are bad, eh?
Yeah.
Man, I just want one of those.
You look so cool with one of those.
You know, not only are you've got this essential tool, but mm-hmm. you can kill people, which is...
Or zombies or whatever may come. Indians
you don't want to kill
or Chinamen.
Yeah. America, you're encroaching on our border.
I see them feathers.
I saw them come from my way. Looks like a bunch of damn flock of geese or something. A screwdriver set. So...
I don't have a screwdriver set.
But I have, like, the heads of different heads just all over the place. I don't ever have, like, a good
you
set.
You sound like the lady from Return to Oz. Remember her has all the heads in there.
Yeah. I'm put this one on. It's a nice head.
This head looks good for a Friday.
But you need to have a good screwdriver set that has multiple different sizes. And then also you want ones that are Allen wrench. Or there's the little star ones.
Mm-hmm.
I find those all the time. I mean, if Apple products make it through, you're dicked.
Yeah.
Because they got the stupidest stuff on there.
Stupid.
Stupid Apple. So wrenches and ratchets.
That's ratchet.
Ratchet. You want to have a bunch of different socket sizes. If you've ever worked on a vehicle, you'll understand that you'll never have the right size for whichever bolt.
Nope.
But if you have a whole bunch, there's a good chance.
There's a good chance.
An adjustable wrench is, like, essential, you know.
Because you can adjust it.
When you can't find that, you know, 12 and 3/4 of an eighth of a twelfth of an inch, 32. Yeah.
Millimeters.
Then you can adjust it to the exact size.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bulky, it won't fit on there anyway.
Yeah.
But an adjustable wrench is really kind of essential. That's what we're talking about. Essential tools.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. A pipe wrench. You can twist pipes with that.
Beat the hell out of someone with it.
Yeah, you can. Hey, did you ever see, have you ever seen the movie Night of the Comet?
No. Well, I think I talked from back in the 80s.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, you've talked about it. I still haven't seen it.
They like beat the piss out of this this zombie thing. They're not like, they're like zombies, but they can actually use essential tools from
really?
Shit hit the fan scenario.
Scary.
Yeah. He's got this like this bloody pipe wrench. Damn. Anyway, pretty crazy. vice grips. Everybody loves a vice grip.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. holding stuff together or whatever you want to use them for.
Yep.
Torture. You want a good vice grip set. Pliers. Channel pliers, needle nose pliers. You know, most people got those kicking around the
they
garage
sure
anyway. All right, hammers. You got to get a good hammer.
Yeah.
So a claw hammer, help you pull out some nails. Double sledge.
Sledgies. Yep, you got two sledgies on there.
You want a good, like a small sledge and a big sledge, because you might be breaching some doors. Like
yeah.
SWAT.
No, seriously, you could use it. Yeah. For, you know, they have so many multiple uses, a lot of these things.
Right, right.
Especially when you're going to have to be very resourceful in the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You want to have two sledges.
Yeah. Don't have just one. Don't be that guy.
Rule number one, have two sledges. Yep. And then like a finishing hammer, carpenter, you know, there's a lot of use for those. Pulling nails, pulling out staples.
Finishing.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jacks.
Yeah.
So,
get jacked.
Like Apple Jacks, like Jack Frost. you want to have a good floor jack, working on vehicles, maybe lifting up a house.
Yeah.
Like maybe your foundation's sinking.
Yeah, you might have to do that.
Or stabilize your trailer
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be driving a trailer around.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then a scissor jack. They're lightweight and they're pretty creative. They scissor open and
yes.
they work as a jack. It's
they absolutely
awesome.
Do.
talked about lifting the front of, you know, it can angle your bed to help.
Why would
with
you do
reflux.
That? Just, oh, with reflux.
Just tip it up, you know, so you don't burp up gas and yeah. acid all night long.
Yeah.
So you want a
and
good,
you're probably going to because you're going to be eating garbage.
You
are. Pretty
it's
much.
It's an MRE. I can't take any more. Crank that shit up.
Or that scissor jack. I got MRE meat in my mouth.
Up to about 10 degrees there, Billy. Okay, I'm
what
going
the hell
to sleep.
Are you doing sleeping with Billy? That's what I want to know.
He's sleeping across the room.
I don't know about you, but
he sleeps under the bed.
When the apocalypse comes, I'm not letting Billy sleep in my room. I don't care what's going on.
Hey,
it's still me and my wife.
My wife's grandma's name was Billy Butthole.
Okay? Billy Butthole. That's the worst name I've ever heard.
I'm saying your name's Butthole.
What's your grandma's name? Billy Butthole.
Hey, Billy Butthole, you coming over for some soup?
Mrs. Butthole. Oh, that's good.
I didn't break there. I'm trying to cruise along.
Billy,
here.
Comma, Butthole.
Yes.
That's what you got to say.
Billy, comma, Butthole, exclamation.
Oh, that's funny.
So, shovels. You want a good wedge shovel. And a good square shovel and a good lightweight aluminum portable shovel.
Billy Butthole.
Hey, Billy Butthole, what are you doing over here?
Hey, guys, kids, we're going to go see Grandma Butthole.
Who's lighting off those fireworks at Billy Butthole again?
That Billy Butthole's a bitch. She's so mean.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Billy Butthole.
Building supply, like if you're gonna build stuff, you want a good chisel. Maybe you're gonna do what's that one joint that you make?
It's marijuana.
You chisel out the joint. Obviously, I'm not a carpenter.
Yeah, obviously.
Tin snips.
Snipping tin, boy.
Mm-hmm, for those people that work with tin. Measuring tape, carpenter's angle, square mm-hmm. angle, clamps. Vice grips, or not vice grips, just a vice.
Just a vice.
You want a good swivel vice.
Yeah.
And clamps are always good, you know.
Yeah.
You hang up clothes.
Clamp and stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, those tools that you have aren't going to stay sharp forever, so you do need something to
sharpen them. Yeah.
So you get a good grinding wheel, like back in the old days, like the blacksmiths. Like,
are you going to get one, or do you have one?
A hand-powered grinding wheel?
Yeah.
Why not?
No, you are going to get one.
Why wouldn't I? I put it on the list.
I know you put it on the list, but I'm just asking, like, seriously, are you looking to get a hand-powered grinder?
I would love to.
Okay. I'm just asking.
It's not top of my list. Water or hand-powered grinding wheel?
I don't need food, really.
You know what? I'm missing a few things.
Yeah, you're missing a lot of things.
Why don't I have? Oh, I missed. Did I completely skipped drills?
I did.
So, they make two. They have a small hand drill. It almost has like a suicide knob, like on a tractor.
Yeah.
And then you got a big, like a camshaft looking thing.
Yeah, camshaft.
You can drill a bunch.
Camshaft.
This video
can drill
right
whatever.
Here, you drill it on there.
We all know cams shift.
So I do, yes, Kobe. I will be buying a hand drill.
You already got a cam shift.
I just sound like, what's his name off from Parks and Rec? I will be buying a hand drill.
You didn't sound like him.
Not there. Last time.
Okay.
Not his voice. Anyway, other things, a come along.
Yeah, those are so useful.
They are, you know, pulling calves. But yeah, it can get you out of a pinch.
Getting a stubborn mule into
it's kind of like a winch, really.
Yeah.
Handheld winch.
Yeah.
Stupid winch.
Yep.
Bolt cutters. Pencils. You want to get some good pencils.
Pencils. Yep. You really do.
I'm just saying. Kids are gonna want to draw, and you're gonna want to mark where you're cutting. Okay.
Yep.
Man, you just questioned my stuff, and I'm telling you.
I didn't question it at all.
You're going to be like, hey, do you want to trade this frozen turkey for your pencils? No. Get the hell out
of
here.
I got a frozen turkey in the apocalypse?
You might.
I'm freaking king
of
the apocalypse.
Maybe your generator's hooked up 24/7 to the freezer. And a good multi-tool. I can't tell you how much I love that multi-tool.
Yep.
Put it in every episode.
Every episode. So that's kind of the hand non-power tools that we think are essential.
It's all the stuff you want for hand jobs.
Exactly. For all the hand jobs you're going to have to do in the apocalypse, not give, do, you're going to have to...
Now you took it too far.
I took it one too far every time. So here's some of the basic powered tools that everybody should have.
Non-human powered.
Yes. For any situation, but especially for... a short-term disaster situation where you still have power, especially, you know, in inclement weather stuff where you need to maybe, you know, board up windows or doors or do whatever you got to do. So, obviously, everybody should have a cordless drill.
Mm-hmm,
everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Skill saw. Very, very important. If you got to cut plywood, if you got to cut
2x4s. You can do everything with those.
Yeah. Really, I mean, you just get one of those sets that come with the skill saw.
Yeah, that's what I got. I'm ready.
And the drill and the flashlight or whatever the heck it is. Yeah. A chainsaw.
Of course.
Those are very important. Because like you said, you know, maybe there's a storm or whatever it is, you got to get down a road.
Yeah. Maybe your hand gets chopped off and you have to put your hand inside it like the Evil Dead.
Maybe, but I doubt that's going to happen.
It could happen.
Chainsaw's a big deal. Soldering iron. If you have to repair anything electronic, that's going to be a huge necessity for doing that type of stuff. Soldering iron. And figure out how to use it, too. You got to know how to use it, how to do those things. Reciprocating saw or Sawzall, something like that. Those things will cut freaking anything. a grinder. Grinders are good in a lot of different situations, you know, for many different things. Miter saw.
I'll have my own man-powered grinder.
Yeah, exactly. Miter saw. Those are really nice for chopping whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a generator I put on there because you might not have anything to power these things. So it's good to have a generator.
There's a lot of people that are like, you know, I got a generator. I'll just have, you know, power tools. But
that's not going to last
forever.
Fuel's
not going to last forever. No matter what type.
No matter
if you
what.
Have like a 3-carb, you know, you can switch fuels. It's
all
going to come to an end.
Yep, at some point.
So...
guys, right now, let's talk about the 3%er. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3%er.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3%er.com, and use our code CASUALPREPPERS for a discount. And a discount off of already incredibly good prices is an incredibly good deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It really is.
So I want to move on from the 3%er and from power tools and from hand tools to miscellaneous items for building and for just keeping your shit up that you need to keep up, right? So electric scraps.
Yeah.
It's a good idea, really. Wires, fuses, anything like that. And, you know, if you have your soldering iron, you can do a lot with that stuff.
You really can.
Yeah.
And you're going to try and keep whatever electronics you have going forever.
Yeah, as long as you can, anyways.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Bolts, nuts, screws, nails. Like, you know how you build some stupid thing for your...
I've got a couple cans of all that crap.
Yeah, you build something for your living room, some sort of a desk, and you have like 15 leftover screws and stuff. Just keep those, because you never know when those are going to be used. You're probably going to have to use them at some point if you're in the apocalypse, right?
Truth.
A level.
Uh-huh.
You got to keep that stuff straight.
You got to
keep
level.
It straight.
You got to be level-headed.
Without a level, it's going to be tough,
mm-hmm.
right? The next thing I put on there, it's a solar panel or something like a Goal Zero, a BioLite, a solar generator.
Yeah.
Something that you can always, it's renewable energy that you can keep
unless
your
the
batteries
gone.
Going. Unless the sun's gone. Unless there's some sort of a nuclear attack and there's a nuclear winter, then those will be worth dick.
They will. I do want one of those nice fold-out, like, big mm-hmm. paneled
yeah.
Solar chargers.
Sure would be nice, wouldn't it?
What?
Sure would be nice.
It would be a delight to have those.
Duct tape.
Oh.
That stuff is gold.
It really is.
And you're going to need it for many, many different things.
Medically?
As we all know.
Warts.
Well, seriously.
You know?
Warts?
Yeah.
Does it help with warts?
It does.
I didn't know that.
Warts.
So you just put some duct tape on
it,
huh?
Just wrap a wart in duct tape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's your medical tip.
There's your medical
tip. That's a free one.
That's a free one.
Oh.
I'm not putting that one on the tab.
Mm-mm.
Electrical tape. Again, tape... For fixing your electrical wires that you might need to get fixed. Work gloves. Work gloves are, seriously, they're going to save your ass.
They really are.
You don't want to get blisters on your hands. You don't want to get your hands cut up.
You'd probably be surprised at a lot of the crap you end up having to do, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
through
geez,
rubble.
Yeah, seriously, maybe you're out scavenging and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have those work gloves.
You don't want to smash and break a finger when you don't have
yeah.
access to
exactly.
the podcast.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good deal. Extension cords, you know, maybe you got to run power off your generator way down the way. Make
mm-hmm.
sure you have extra
mm-hmm.
of those. Safety glasses, Cam with his hand grinder. He's going to want those safety glasses.
You are.
Your sparks flying.
I only have one eye left, so.
I know, the other one's worthless.
That one's gone.
Buckets.
Right. Yep.
Seriously, lots of uses for buckets.
Portable toilet?
You know, it is. Portable toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying water, obviously, putting stuff in. I mean, there's so many different things you can do with buckets.
Yeah.
You can use it as a garbage if you need to. Buckets, 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 and buckets. That's the nice thing about getting some
catch
of those.
Catch catfish.
Yeah, some of those freeze-dried, you know, foods, they come in those buckets. It's nice to get those ones because then you have a bucket, too.
Right.
You know,
that is kind of, yeah, I thought about that.
Yep.
I did.
So did I. That's why I put it on the list.
Uh-huh.
PVC pipe. You know, you never know what you're going to be able to use that for. You know, maybe you got to build some sort of a rain catchment system.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, you got a
potato
pipe.
Gun.
You maybe have to build a potato gun.
Scare everybody.
But I just, you know, in the apocalypse, you're going to want to conserve your potatoes.
You are. That's true. You don't want to shoot those.
You know, you'd rather have french fries.
Stupid.
That was a bad comment.
I'm sorry. Stupid comment.
That's all right. You know, keep all the spare wood and stuff that you do. You know, you cut off, like, maybe it's only a foot and you have a 2x4. Just keep
yeah.
it. Worst comes to worst, you're going to burn
it. I think
you
can be an organized hoarder.
Yeah, you can.
You don't want to just, I got all this stuff
you
stacked up.
You don't want a huge pile in the
like
backyard.
My uncle, I mean, it's like a maze, a cave of just
really?
Piles of electrical stuff. He's an electrician.
Oh,
he
yeah.
just keeps everything.
Really?
And it's just an outrageous, it's just such a mess.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
And I mean, like a quarter of an inch long piece of copper wire. I'm like, dude, just
throw it away. Come on, give up. Yeah,
come on, you're American. Just
don't be psychotic.
Right.
Don't be psychotic about it.
Right.
Be casual about
Think
it.
Think about, okay, could I use this old toilet paper roll?
Yeah.
Stethoscope.
Yeah. Have some plywood. Always is a good idea to have a couple of sheets of plywood hanging around. You know,
it is.
Boarding up windows.
Tons of things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's so many different things you can do with them. Garbage bags. We've talked about this a million times, but garbage bags are like freaking.
There's so many uses.
They're gold, man.
They really are.
You know, we talk about it with rain catchment, but, you know, just for, you know, cleaning up.
Sick, quarantine, you know. Yeah. Those bags are going to. You're going to love them.
You're going to love them.
I really do need to stock up on those because there's tons of uses.
Yeah, I've got like one thing of bags down
That's
there.
Good enough.
It's something. extra blades for, you know, your hacksaw, your razor knife, all those types of things. You're going to want extras, so have those around. A wheelbarrow,
yeah,
you know.
That's true, the hacksaw blades.
Yeah, wheelbarrow, it's so many different uses. You're going to be moving dead bodies and whatnot across the street. You're going to need a wheelbarrow, right?
Camera. You are going to have a wheelbarrow. Mine's such garbage. I'm like, as soon as I put weight into it, it's all...
Yeah.
So get a good one.
Get a good one. Siphon tubes. Obviously, that's good if you have to siphon fuel or anything. If you're using your water skills and you'd rather not put your mouth directly on the sprinkler, you can put that siphon tube
down
in there.
You might be putting sprinklers in on pop.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Yep. Siphon tubes. Ropes, cordage. We've talked about that a million times. You just have to have it.
Yeah.
Zip ties.
Zip ties are money.
They are, man.
So nice.
Yeah. And if you have to take a prisoner of some sort.
Zip tie.
Zip tie that mother effer.
Yeah.
But there's other uses for it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. WD-40. Mm-hmm.
Need I say more?
Lubricant. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Hand air pump. Maybe you got to pump up a tire. Maybe you got to pump up a bike tire because you might be using those bikes, man. Those bikes that you've had in your garage that you haven't touched in 2 years, those might become very handy in the apocalypse.
True.
So make sure you got one of those. This says pressurized water can. I don't remember putting that
because I threw it in there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why don't you talk about it?
You
then?
Might want to put fires out. And you can also put other things.
Oh, that actually would be nice, huh?
Yeah. You're not going to... Fire extinguishers are going to come to an end. They expire.
Yeah, they do.
So if you have a little pressurized water can for... You can use it for a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Watering your plants. Spraying your kids when they're being bad.
Put some gasoline in it. Spray those little ones.
Spray them in the eyes.
Shut up.
This is gas, not water.
Don't drink it. Battery tester? Yep, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I just threw those two in there because your list wasn't complete.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, I just put a battery tester. I don't even have one now, and I need one.
I've got one somewhere.
But then the battery-free circuit tester, I just put that because, you know, if you're looting a place or... I shouldn't say looting. I'm sorry. Scavenging. Sorry about that.
There's a difference between looting and scavenging.
We talked about this. You want to have, you know, if you're testing for power, you don't want to just stick your finger in there.
That you know,
or
you know what?
If you're wanting to that scavenge line, some of those wires, you want
that's probably power. good advice. No matter what, you just don't want to stick your finger in there.
Yeah, true.
No matter what, just think about it before you do it.
Yeah, that's in every scenario, right?
Yeah,
I agree with you there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it.
There's no more that's secret ones in there.
There's no more tools. The tools are done, guys. Yep. That's what we had today. We have so many reviews to get to that we kind of had to blow through that pretty quick. But that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
SHTF tools.
Before we move on to reviews, I just wanted to quick talk about somebody we're going to review today. Survival boxes. They're the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters. Or your next outdoor adventure, not next door adventure. there are three different boxes to choose from. Sign up today. Start getting survival boxers boxes delivered to your door every freaking month. No contracts, cancel anytime, and use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off. You know what? I wanted to add this on their thing. So check out survivalboxes.com. Says on the back of their card, not completely satisfied with your survival box. If there's something wrong with your survival box, we want to make it right. That's pretty freaking awesome.
That's good. They have fantastic customer service.
And they have fantastic boxes.
They really do.
We've talked about before.
I get so excited when they come in.
I do too.
Do you want to talk about survival boxes first since we're on it? Grab it.
But first, go and use Casual Preppers for 10% off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you even listen to this.
If you guys want to support the show in any way, and if you have already bought the book, and if you haven't bought the book, then what are you doing?
Yeah.
But this is another way that you can help support us, support our sponsors. You know, they make the show happen. And without your support, the show does not happen, and we are not here anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But really, if you're not completely satisfied, that tells you right there. I mean, I could take a crap in a box. And put my
but all you're getting is a guaranteed piece of shit.
So we get the Bravo and the Alpha, is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
So the Bravo box, So you get the Wise Chili Mac, and these are 25-year shelf life.
Yes.
Cheese macaroni. Cheesy macaroni.
Cheese.
Mayday 240-calorie MRE ration.
Mm-hmm.
You get Wise tomato and basil soup. It sounds delicious.
Mm.
Wise pasta Alfredo. And then you get apple crisps.
Ooh.
And granola with blueberries. And non-GMO heirloom survival seeds, which this month is cucumbers.
Yeah, cucumbers. Mm. I might just have to eat one of those tonight. I have no family here tonight.
You should.
No, not
they
the
sound
seeds.
Delicious.
Not the seeds. Tomato and basil soup.
Just let it crap out, and then you can plant it.
Let it what?
Let it just crap itself out.
Oh, I don't understand what you're saying.
You just crap out that seed and you plant it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and the Alpha Box, you get also the chili mac
yeah.
and cheesy macaroni. Mm-hmm. Both of those, 25-year hell.
Hell life. 25-year hell.
Emergency water pouches. They got a bunch in there, and they're like
yeah,
four.
There's a whole bunch.
Those are awesome to throw in your car, which I've been stocking up my vehicles.
Have you?
And then you get a cold still Bushman Bowie.
And that freaking thing is...
It is bad A.
Let me see if I can find it. Keep talking.
Yeah. So, and then you also get a pretty sweet little flag patch.
Look at that bad boy.
U.S. flag.
Thing is freaking
yeah,
huge, man.
That's going to come in handy.
Cold steel.
It's got a nice little sheath to it, too.
Sure
huh?
does, doesn't it?
Tie that onto your shorts. Then you get some survival seeds. The end.
The end.
So there's a gearbox only, and this month in the gearbox only, you get the flag, you get the
flag?
Outdoor schmog,
uh-huh.
and you get a Gerber knife.
Dang.
We didn't get that
We
box,
didn't get that one.
But that sounds awesome.
Yeah, that does sound awesome.
So, yeah, they seriously are cutting a huge shopping list off from your prepping
yep.
stuff.
Yep, your survival food direct to your door every single month.
Right.
Yep,
like we've talked about, it's just nice to have a reminder. You're
exactly.
like, oh man, I forgot to get some survival yep. food because you're going to need a ton of it.
Yep. Okay, so moving on to Battle Box.
Right. So this is kind of the 4th of July
yes.
special.
So this box was a little, it wasn't super well received.
It wasn't.
In the Battle Box community. And I understand why, I really do. There were some items in this box that I absolutely loved. Two items that are some of my favorite items I've ever gotten. The rest of it left a little to be desired.
Right.
It really did.
Yeah, I think they hit strong with too few things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I can understand. I mean, they spent a lot
So
on...
what was it called? Owner-operated, right?
Owner-operated.
So what they were doing with all these items...
Operator-owned.
Operator-owned, that's what it was. Yeah. They were trying to support veterans and veteran businesses. Right, so all of this stuff came from those types of businesses.
Okay, so the basic box, you get a Warfighter tobacco cigar, which
mm-hmm.
you know, barter. You can always barter it.
Yeah, I don't smoke cigars.
I don't either.
So it's kind of not worth a whole lot to me. But right. like I said, it's going to be a barter item.
Yeah,
that's about it.
You get a sweet mug, which I actually have been using. A Black Rifle coffee mug and a Black Rifle coffee 12-ounce bag, mm-hmm. just black.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
I don't drink coffee, so.
But great bartering item.
Mm-hmm.
Strike Force Energy 4-pack.
Mm-hmm.
Drank all four of them.
Did you?
And they actually gave me the runs.
Did they really?
But they did give me some energy. I think I lost it all through
you
my
You had
butthole.
The energy to get to the shitter.
I did. Never Dry Firearm Lubricant, which
yeah.
I haven't used, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Doc Spartan Combat Ready Ointment. I have a billion of these.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ready Man Basic Membership Renewal. Now the Advanced Box, which is, so the basic was $25, this one's $50, $49.99. You get it, all of that above, and you get the you get a multi-mesh back patch hat, which the hat is pretty dang cool.
I love the hat. That's yep. one of my favorite items I've gotten.
It's a really sweet hat.
It's a really good hat.
Mm-hmm. And then you get a DVD, which I always don't care for.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put... Battle Box. Don't put any more DVDs.
Seriously,
in there.
I don't even use a DVD.
I literally
anymore.
Haven't seen one person, even on the Battle Box forum, say, "Oh, I love the DVDs."
Nobody does.
Just stop putting them in there.
Just make it be like a free access online.
Yeah, don't do it anymore.
The Pro Box is $100,
yes.
and you get all of that plus a Raider Rockwell Coliseum Raider Project Watch, which
sweet
is
watch.
Really sweet.
Wearing it right now.
Even my wife was like, I like that watch.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It is really nice.
It's a nice watch.
So, sweet watch. It's $150 value.
That's your whole box, if you're
right.
Pro Plus.
And yeah, Rockwell makes sweet watches, and yeah. they're expensive. And then you also get your premium membership of Ready Man.
Yeah.
See, that alone, I'm like, that's what you need to do. Screw the DVD.
Exactly.
Just have these accessible videos that are awesome.
Yep.
And then the Pro Plus box has your Knife of the Month, which is the Scallywag Tactical Dagger, which...
Probably my least favorite Knife of the Month ever.
By far.
By far, yeah.
There's no use to it.
No.
So, yeah.
So, I think BattleBox missed on this one. I love BattleBox.
I would say if you had the Pro...
Yeah.
Then you probably got enough that I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah.
If I got the Knife of the Month,
you got the
box,
watch and the hat.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Sorry, BattleBox.
Yeah.
You guys' stuff is incredible, but this one was your weakest.
Not my favorite. Okay, so moving on to Tac Pack.
Why don't you do Tac Pack?
The boys at Tac Pack sent us a box. So, 511 Tactical Blade, $36 blade. It's a really cool little compact EDC type blade. It's kind of different, like looking. It's a little fat
it
blade,
is,
this,
yeah.
That little sucker. But it's really 511. I actually have a 511 blade that I carry almost every day now, and I freaking love it.
Still recording?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the next one, the Fusion Daisy Chain Carabiner. That's that. It's like a. I don't even know how to explain what it is.
So it's a massive carabiner. That
it's a massive.
Probably, who knows how much weight?
Yeah.
Probably 300 pounds.
And then it comes with this. What is that thing called? What would you even call
it? It's like a Kevlar strap.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
To
yeah,
kind of...
A nylon Kevlar type strap that you can strap anything up with.
Anything up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Breakthrough Clean Kit, so that's really nice for cleaning your stuff. Easy Accuracy Gas Block...
Gatling Gun?
Yeah. Gas Block Dimple Tool. So that's good stuff for your AR-15. Patriot Patch. Nice looking... is an American flag patch, right?
Yeah.
So that's what Tac Pack had this week. Very cool.
They did. They had an awesome box this month. And like we've said before, we broke it down. I mean, they're giving you all. I mean, you're getting a knife that you paid for probably, and
yeah.
All the rest is free.
Exactly.
All
yeah.
The best stuff for your guns.
Exactly. If you have an AR-15, you got to get Tac Pack.
Yeah, you do.
You got to get Tac Pack.
Yeah, gotta get it.
So the last thing we have to review, man, we got a lot of stuff to review, don't we?
Yeah.
So there's a company out there called foreignmre.com, and exactly it is exactly what it sounds like. They have MREs from all the different countries, a whole bunch of different countries. You want to look at it?
Where is it?
It's right here.
It's got some weird stuff in there.
It does.
I'm actually real interested to try the packet full of...
What is it, the tuna one?
Tuna, lime, and pepper.
Yeah, so the one we got is the 24-hour ration pack from England. It's the British one.
Pretty sweet stuff. I mean, stuff that I wouldn't have thought of, and it's like kind of cool snack stuff that you know, you're not just eating a freaking dull bar of calories.
Exactly. So, I mean, they have like, you know, packaged peanuts and stuff like that, barbecue flavor.
Fruit explosion.
A fruit explosion.
It's got a twist cap on it.
It's got pretzels.
It's got
peanut butter.
Fruit liquid to spread. Oh, no, it's powder.
Yeah, so there's like difference. There's like... fruit drink mixes, there's peanut butter packets, there's dinners, there's like MRE dinners.
Yeah.
I think it's a really cool idea. I really like the stuff we got, and I'm excited to try a lot of it.
It makes kind of storing food a little more exciting.
I think it's really good. It's really good for like a car kit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what
I
mean?
That's kind of what it reminded me of is
yeah.
Like what you have in your car.
Exactly. It just has a bunch of different snacks and mm-hmm. things to eat. So I think it's really cool for that stuff. So I think it's a good idea. I think this one, you can get a couple of different kinds. There's 48-hour ones. There's 24-hour ones. The 24-hour
ones. Oh,
really?
They have different, like,
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Different sizes, yeah. And they're like tons.
24 hours?
There's
yeah,
Russian ones.
Hours.
They got a whole bunch of different ones. I know, that's more than 24 hours.
Ooh, I hope the Russian one has a...
Tashonka. Yeah. So, yeah, really cool stuff. These are like $40 to $50, the 24-hour ones.
Sorry, I gotta put that back down.
Yeah.
And the only drawback to it that I see is some of the stuff is almost ready to expire.
Yeah. I'd say, what, a third of the box?
Yeah, a third
is
of the box
probably need to be
is within the
within
next three to six months.
Yeah, I guess there's even less, huh?
Yeah, there's some of the stuff that was going out in, like, October or something.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a drawback if you're looking...
I think, like, some of the dry...
Oh, it's going to
be fine.
...goods
and the powders, but those liquid ones are screwed.
Yeah, you
need to
you got to eat them pretty quick.
You got to eat that
quick.
Tuna. one. Like,
yeah.
As soon as you get it.
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't eaten it yet. Seriously.
You drive down the road, hey, you want some tuna, lime, and pepper?
So that's the only drawback, but I think, you know, I think it's a really cool deal. So go check them out, yeah. foreignmre.com. You can also check them out on Instagram and stuff. They got a lot of cool stuff, so go see what they have.
Thank you.
And let them know that Casual Prepper sent you over. And
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Well, thanks. I was kind of adjusting my head, my microphone there.
Were you?
So if you didn't hear me, if I sounded muffled,
that's why. That's
my
why.
Mic was jacked.
Yeah.
So this one, I just want to talk about head trauma, concussions, because somebody's probably going to get knocked out. And
someone's getting knocked out.
Someone here's getting knocked out. If you get knocked out, you immediately have a concussion. So
immediately.
Yeah, no matter what, it is a concussion.
Oh.
Classified. If you're knocked out, you have a concussion. So the things that you kind of want to watch for. So it's always hard with concussions.
Watch for shit going to your head really quick.
Yeah. You don't want to get knocked out. First things first.
Watch for swinging 2x4s.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma Butthole or whatever her name was.
Not so much here or here.
What was grandma's name? I can't even remember now.
Billy Butthole.
Billy Butthole. That's what it was.
Billy Butthole's going to drop a 2x4 across your face.
Come here, Sonny.
So yeah, so the things to the red flags in a concussion or, you know, even kind of traumatic brain injury from getting your bell rung. So obviously, if they don't wake up, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've always worried about and heard, you know, if you get a concussion, don't go to sleep. Sleeping is actually normal and your body wants to recover that way. So sleeping is not the problem and sleeping is not going to kill you. It's not being able to kind of monitor that person. You know?
So if you watch them, it's okay
right.
if they go to
sleep. So if they go to sleep, it's recommended to wake them up about every 1 to 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Just to see if they're still, you know,
they're still alive.
They're alert and oriented. And this is something we always do in our SOAP notes in medicine is the person alert and oriented times 4, which is to person, place, time, and situation. So those are things you want to watch for head trauma. You know, do they know who they are? Do they know who you are? Do they know where they're at? What, you know, what the date is, what time it is, and the situation,
dude,
like why they got knocked out.
I might have a concussion. I don't know half that stuff.
I know.
Right now. I don't know the date.
You just got knocked
out
today.
I don't
know
what time it is. I know. My Rockwell watch.
So, I mean, you can kind of get the gist of, okay, they're kind of pretty oriented or with it.
Yeah.
If a person has a seizure, that's a bad thing. You know, obviously there's either increased pressure or bleeding. Uncontrolled vomiting is also a bad sign.
It's never a good
sign.
So
these are, the reason I want to talk about these red flags is, you know, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, these are things that, okay, we need to get back.
Yeah.
We need to find someone skilled. Not water skilled.
No.
Brain skilled.
Brain skills.
The other thing is pain outside of the area of trauma. So, you know, you get your bell rung, you're going to have a headache. But if that headache's starting to change in character, is it becoming more intense? Is it different from something they've ever experienced? Those are things we always ask and watch. If there's blood coming out of the ear or clear fluid from the ear or the nose, that's not a good sign. They've got a broken skull and they're bleeding. They're going to die. And then obviously the pupils. So, you know, we look in there to see that both, you know, you flash light in your right eye, you're seeing if the left eye contracts with it. If it doesn't or it's more dilated, that's a bad sign. There's bleeding going on.
Oh, man.
You got to drill into their
skull.
You're
scaring
me. Did you see, I don't know if we're in the same place on Fear the Walking Dead when he had to, like, when he cuts into his brother's head with that.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh my gosh. I was like, come on.
come on.
He's like using a, it's not a paddle bit, but a, like one of those, it's like a circular,
like a,
to cut like a punch,
like
you know?
A hole saw.
He's like, into his brother's head.
What?
Because he was like, yeah.
All right.
Anyway. yeah. I guess if you're desperate and you have nothing else but happen to have a saw. So recovery, you know, sleep is okay. Just waking them up every one to two hours just to make sure that these symptoms aren't changing and that they're alert and oriented. Elevate when they go to sleep, you know, keep their head up. So if you have a scissor jack, crank it all up a little bit. And then you can review the Glasgow Coma Scale, which is, there's a ton of stuff on there. Anyway.
So find that online is what you're saying.
Yeah, having a card for those is kind of nice to have. It kind of basically, you know, if they have these reflexes or they get points based on how their body responds.
100 points!
Yeah. So, anyway, 14 above, 15's perfect.
You lost, you're dead.
Yeah, anyway.
8 points.
Shut up.
Shut up. You shut up.
Well, that's the end of brain trauma.
All right. Well, guys, that's all we had today. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming along with us. And
we enjoyed it.
Make sure to please subscribe to us in all the places you can. iTunes, YouTube, all those different places. Go do it.
Yeah.
We appreciate you hanging out. Anything else, Cameron?
Nope, that's it.
All right, see you later.